Thanks, Brad. Good morning. Eureka City Manager David Tyson said the search to hire a new police chief is moving along. Currently, Merle Harpum is serving as the interim chief and has done so since Gar Nielsen was fired last year. Tyson says the city is using local public safety professionals to assist in the hiring process, and the formal process began in January. The screening process is in full swing, and the city will begin reviewing submitted applicants and whittling that list down.
With the applications we received, we had a supplemental application which had a series of questions that we asked them. So it's not just a application and resume. It's, you know, we actually have them respond to some written comments, written questions. And that packet will be then given to a screener that we've reached out to who, again, is a former local law enforcement person. And he will review those and make a recommendation to the selection committee.
Tyson also said that the hiring process is not utilizing a headhunter, but working with its personnel department and experts in public safety to make the next hire. The California Highway Patrol is investigating the cause of a single car collision that took the life of 19-year-old Zoe Cooper. Her brother, 18-year-old Zachary Cooper, was driving southbound on the 101 Saturday afternoon when he lost control of his vehicle and the car flipped over on the roadway before sliding down a hillside and hitting a tree. Zachary Cooper suffered head injuries and was taken to the hospital, but Zoe Cooper was pronounced dead at the scene. The crash closed down one lane of the highway temporarily while emergency crews were on scene. Both occupants were wearing seatbelts, and impairment is not being considered as a cause. The city of Fortuna announced yesterday that it has awarded the contract to replace the water tank reservoir on Stewart Street to Wayland Construction of Eureka. Wayland has done other major projects for the city, and the city has scheduled a pre-construction meeting for the 23rd, and a neighborhood meeting will also be scheduled sometime during that week. Over the next week, Wayland Construction will do work to determine where and at what depth new pipes will be laid, and the major components of the project are expected to begin in early May. More KINS News, it's after this.
Want to hear some good old-fashioned barbershop harmony? Come to the Arkley Center on April 21st at 7:29 p.m. to hear the Humboldt Harmoniers as we present our Laughter and Love Songs, featuring guest quartet, artistic license, several local groups, and the Humboldt Harmoniers. Tickets are $17. Call a barbershopper or the Arkley Center at 442-1956. That's 7:29 p.m., April 21st, at the Arkley Center.
Two Wyoming women lost their way while hiking Sunday night, but were able to contact authorities who found the pair using the GPS coordinates of a cell phone. The 54 and 44-year-old women, along with their two dogs, had left their vehicle near Dinsmore store and started hiking, but quickly lost their way as it got dark. The two were found near Burr Valley Road okay, if a bit wet and cold. The sheriff's office reminds hikers to always leave notice with family or friends of the area you plan to visit, and beware that many rural areas lack cell phone service. Local police departments regularly run ABC checks in conjunction with the State Alcohol Control Board in efforts to prevent minors from acquiring alcohol. Over the weekend, the Eureka Police Department ran a shoulder tap operation in which decoys asked passing adults to purchase alcohol for minors. Two men, 39-year-old Damon Stockton of Eureka and 33-year-old Joshua Ward of Eureka, they were arrested after they purchased alcohol for minors during the operation. A first-time offense is a $1,000 fine and 24 hours of community service. So don't buy beer for minors. With the KINS of the news, I'm Anthony Mantova.